Well, they've got a lot in common. They're both the children of exalted revolutionaries. Their fathers are founding fathers of the People Republic. They were in a very similar predicament in the Cultural Revolution, so they both went from great privilege to great hardship. In fact, dastardly, catastrophic personal hardship in the Cultural Revolution. So they've got history together. They understand each other. They came from the same tree, but different roots of the same tree. And so Xi Jinping's father was from the guerrilla red areas. He was one of the guys on the North Shaanxi Lowest Plateau who was running around stitching together communities of peasants. Guerrilla warfare was their game, and running rural communities and economies and in very bleak circumstances in northwest China. Whereas Bo Xilai's father, Bo Yibo, came from a very different tradition of the CCP, and that is what they called the white areas, of the urban underground. This is the world of united front work, the shadowy cloaky dagger work of enemy agents, counter espionage agents, of personal patronage, of requirements of absolute trust when your life and your friend's life depends on whether they can break or not break under torture by the KMT. But also these guys from the white areas were more urbane. They had to mix with KMT generals and intellectuals in Beijing and Tianjin and other cities of North China. So very different routes. And when after the People's Republic, perhaps it was almost inevitable that these two tribes, the red and the white, or Xi and Bo, would clash as they did. And as history would have it, the first big purge of the People's Republic was directly involving Xi Jinping's father and Bo Xilai's father. So there's no love lost between these guys. They've suspected and at times, I think, despised each other for the best part of, the families have for the best part of 60 years. But the children, like the fathers, also had a lot in common, and there was at least, a common understanding of some common goals, and perhaps there was also, for a brief period of time, an alliance of convenience during the phase of Xi Jinping's rise to power.
I think that's a really kind of convincing narrative, and I think trying to unpack their backgrounds is really important because it's a heavy history. It's a heavy, heavy history. But I guess there's one thing which is quite interesting. What would have happened if his wife hadn't have gone nuts and been, would there have been, is this something that's so preset that they would have found something, or was this just Xi Jinping being incredibly lucky? I mean, is he just a really lucky politician? What would have really happened if, Haywood hadn't have died in November 2011 in Chongqing?
Great question. And one of the things that always amuses me is how many of the experts say, well, Bo Xilai was never going to make the Politburo Standing Committee, because I knew I was on the inside. Well, I can tell you for one thing I know for sure, and there's not much we know for sure, Bo Xilai didn't think he wasn't going to make it. Bo Xilai, put all his chips on the table, and it could only make sense if he thought he was going to make it. I can very easily see a scenario where, although they were, his enemies, there was no doubt were putting the blowtorch on his circle. If it hadn't had cracked in the way that it did, which is actually remarkable, it's almost like Luke Skywalker making his way into the Death Star, a direct hit to kind of the thermonuclear trigger at the heart of the Enterprise. His wife goes mad, murders Neil Haywood. Then Wang Lijun, his police chief, goes mad as well. Chances of that, well, maybe something would have happened, but not quite like that. Without that thermonuclear detonation, we could have had a very different Politburo Standing Committee. For example, I don't have any difficulty imagining a nine-member standing committee, of which Bo Xilai was the security czar, and therefore Xi Jinping was the first among two equals.
Xi Jinping now, of course, is firmly in control. How do you see it going in the years ahead? Do you see any kind of reform happening, or is it going to be a very slow change, if any change at all, in China?
Well, Xi Jinping comes from the post-Southern Deng Southern Tour tradition, where you can divide your brain into two halves. One is the political side and the economic side. And so you can be an avowed economic reformer, believe absolutely in the power of markets to allocate resources, while at the same time being a staunch political conservative, and the only principle that is not up for negotiation is that the party will remain in absolute political control at all times. So that's the two halves of Xi Jinping's brain. There are some economists and political scientists say that sooner or later, either the left side or the right side of the brain is going to prevail. You can't kind of split the world like that. You know, the society and economics and politics are not that neatly separated. But all I can say is, you know, they've done remarkable things before. See, this guy is a remarkable leader. I'm not willing to say that he can't continue to separate the economic and the political realms, at least for another 10 years for the duration of his tenure. You know, I think it's quite likely that we see significant economic reform over that tenure without an iota of political reform, certainly in the next 5 years up until the 19th Party Congress. You know, I'm not prepared to look further than that.
Luck is important in politics anywhere, and I think Xi Jinping, in some senses, has been lucky. We haven't really seen into his soul. I wonder when all these problems really kind of fall his hand. I mean, it's happened in a sense with Hu Jintao and Tibet and issues like this. He had to kind of really show what he felt by clamping down and becoming very kind of, you know, repressive in a way. So do you think that Xi Jinping is this sort of closet liberal that will one day sort of, you know, when the call comes, he won't repress, he'll, you know, kind of maybe do something extraordinary? Or do you think he's just from the same cloth in the end? Is he going to be an extraordinary politician?
Kerry, you're going to have to read the book.